Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. So today we're going to talk a little bit about a book called The Heavens Are Open, written by Wendy W. Nelson.
So what do you think about this book and this conversation? I mean, this is not a normal way of reading a book. I've read it, but you haven't. But you're commenting on your thoughts of some of the contents in the book. And do you have any final thoughts about it?
No, I just realized how much we already know and how much we're on the path that we're meant to take and how much inspiration we'd get daily in our lives. And so it's just confirmation about that we're on the right path. I know who I am and I know where I'm heading. It might not be a straight line. I might have to course correct along the way. But at least I started taking action. We started taking action. And we're on our way. And so, to end this session, as in everything else, inspiration comes to you in the way you are supposed to get it. And so we all need to find our best ways to get inspiration and to understand the frequency of the divine and search our answers across the veil. Whether it be by prayer, walking the woods, listening to general conference, reading the scriptures, going to church, talking to friends. There are so many ways we can get inspiration. And so I think the main thing is that we keep ourselves in a high frequency so that we are able to hear it, to see it, to feel it when it comes to us. And with that, I close this joint episode of the LDS and Medium Book Club. Can I say that? Let's call it the LDS and Medium Book Club. So until next time, be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.